Now we have here the vows that concern an animal in verses 9 and 10. It says, if it be a beast, whereof men bring an offering unto the Lord, all that any man giveth of such unto the Lord shall be holy. He shall not alter it, nor change it, a good for a bad, or a bad for a good. And if he shall at all change beast for beast, then it and the exchange thereof shall be holy. I remember years ago, I was pastor of a little country church. A man took me out to his barn lot, showed me a calf. He says, I've given that calf to the Lord. Well, that little old calf, it looked like it wasn't going to make it, to tell the truth, and I think that's the reason the fellow made the vow. And I think that what he did afterward revealed it. Well, the little animal, believe me, snapped out of it, became a fat little fella. I tell you, became actually a prize beef and won a blue ribbon. But the man told me, he said, you know, since it's such a fine animal, listen to this now, since it's such a fine animal, I thought I'd better keep it. And I got another good animal over here, and I'm giving it to the Lord. And he took it and sold it and gave the money to the church and felt very comfortable about what he'd done. But it wasn't the animal that won the blue ribbon. It was another one. God says, don't substitute. Now, if you promise to do something for God, then you go through with it. After all, isn't that Ananias and Sapphira in the church today? They promised that they'd give the Lord a certain possession. They didn't do it. Now, they didn't have to do it. You remember Peter told them that. He said, while it was yours, it was yours. God doesn't demand it of you at all. But you made a vow that you'd give it to God. My friends, what have you promised him that you haven't made good? May I say to you, this thing is real today we're talking about. God holds you to it. If you promised him something and haven't made good, it's still on his books, friends, and you can be sure it's on his books. You're dealing with a God of reality.